Hi, I'm Leah Ibarra. I am the Executive Director of the Johns Hopkins University Center for Talented Youth, and it's my pleasure to be here today.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Welcome to this month's Great Ideas. May I call you Leah?
Yes, absolutely.
Thanks so much. And so let's talk about CTY. It's a wonderful, the Center for Talented Youth program that's available to all kinds of kids at all age groups.
Well, it's a wonderful time to be talking about CTY because we are celebrating our 30th anniversary. It was founded in 1979 by Dr. Julian Stanley, and it's a very interesting example of the power of one idea and one person and the difference it can make, because he actually started working with one student who was very mathematically precocious, and the parents didn't know what else to do with this child. They brought him to Dr. Stanley, who tested him with the SAT, which at that time, 30 years ago, it was a revolutionary idea that a young child at the age of 12 could do well on the SAT. This meant for 18-year-olds going into universities. And of course, the students scored very high. I'm proud to say that we have hundreds of students every year who score perfect 800s on the SATs at the age of 11 and 12 years old. Even as young as 9 years old, we've had perfect scores. So it's truly amazing the brilliance of students that we have in our country, nationally, internationally.
So from this then genesis 30 years ago, let's talk about how the program has grown and the students, where do they come from?
Well, we now have grown from one summer site to now we offer summer programs at 30 sites from Princeton and of course Hopkins on the East Coast to Hawaii Pacific and Stanford University on the West Coast and many other universities, of course. We offer the programs both nationally and we have international sites where our students can go to China, Spain, Mexico, Ireland, and other international programs. And then the best thing is to us is that we have students coming to our summer programs from over 118 countries. And of course, every state in the United States. So students not only get a great academic exposure in a wonderful university environment, but it's also a global exposure. It may be naive to say this, but we believe that if children work with each other when they're at these young ages and they learn to respect each other and they understand their cultures and so forth a lot more, that when they become leaders of their countries and of our country, and they will because these are the brightest of the bright, then perhaps when it comes to a conflict, they will talk to each other first before going into war.
Let's talk just a little bit about the selection process. How do you identify the brightest of the bright, and how do they enter CTY?
We work with tens of thousands of schools across the country, and of course, thousands of schools overseas as well. And we ask the schools to identify the top 5% in their schools. We send materials. They then send the materials to the parents to see if they want to participate. And then we explain to the parents that if they want them to be in the talent search, they must take another test with us. We do the above grade level test. And that really measures a child's ability in terms of beyond just, well, you're in the 99th percentile or the 98th percentile. What does that mean?
After they take these tests then and the score is deemed adequate, then what happens?
In some of our neighborhoods where our parents are educated and they know what the next process is, they just submit the applications. And they then get materials and they can enroll their children in our summer programs, in our distance education programs, family academic programs. We have a whole array of activities and services for them. In poor neighborhoods where the parents do not have an education and perhaps don't quite understand the process, we've made great outreach efforts in many neighborhoods across America. And we actually have trained coordinators that go into those areas, hold meetings in the schools, and invite parents to come in. They help them fill out the application. They'll explain what it means.
How about the expense that's related to CTY? Some of the programs, of course, are pretty expensive, especially those where children travel.
That was an area that has grown tremendously over the years. This summer and in the past few years, because we've made tremendous efforts in scholarship fundraising, we give $5 million every summer in scholarships. So we're able to bring in a couple of thousand children. We have about 10,000 children that come into our summer programs, and at least 18 to 20% of those children receive scholarships. Another place where we'd like to do even more is for families that are middle class and that still can't afford some of our tuition. So we do have a scholarship with the Davidson Foundation and Julian Stanley, the founder, that are just merit scholarships. So it doesn't matter what income you have. If you have a very high score, then you're able to get one of these scholarships. So we're trying to make efforts in all areas to ensure that our programs are open to all children. But there has been a definite increase from less than 1% in years it varies from 15 to 20% of children who are now on scholarship, and from less than 200,000 to now 5 million every year.
That's an amazing achievement. You should be very proud.
We are. It's a good team. It's a lot of hard work, but we're committed to it. And when we talk about diversity, of course, it's ethnic diversity because there were very few Latino or Black students and Native American students in our program. So we're recruited from the inner cities of Baltimore and Newark and New York to reservations, Indian reservations in Arizona, to, of course, cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and rural areas. So it's one ethnic diversity, but it's also economic diversity. We had a lot of white and Asian children in our program, so we didn't have very many poor white and Asian children. So we've done recruitment efforts to bring in these children as well. And then, of course, geographic diversity.
So we certainly would not be part of Johns Hopkins unless we had some assessment measures in place for the impact that CTY programs have on kids.
Well, yes, we're very strong. We have a research department that does evaluations. There are different measures, qualitative and more empirical measures. The qualitative ones, every one of our classes gets evaluated by the students every summer. Unless the teacher is extraordinary, we don't invite them back. We make certain that the site directors at those sites, and we have academic deans at each site, they also visit the classrooms. Of course, I send my senior directors and myself to all the different sites to visit as well. We ask students to comment. They will tell us that CTY is a life-transforming experience for them, and those are the words that they use. I had this one student that wrote, "Have you ever had a miracle happen to you? That's what CTY was to me in my life." We get so many wonderful comments back from students. And then, of course, we also have the measures on when they go back to their schools, how many go into AP classes, what are the SAT scores, how many of them go on into colleges and universities. And so we have those measures that we actually follow certain cohorts of students to find out what they have done with their lives.
And so, just tell me in a nutshell, the abstract version, what's the impact?
One of the things that we need to realize, as a teacher said, these are normal children. They just have wonderful brains. So sometimes people feel that, well, if you're very bright, you have all this pressure on you and that you're going to turn out abnormal somehow. And we find that that's just not true. They have the same issues as everybody else. And we found that many of them become academics, but they also enter very many areas because we offer courses, not only the mathematics and sciences, but the humanities and the social sciences. So we have children going on to small liberal arts colleges all the way to the Harvards and the Hopkins and the Yales. That's the way it should be. Each child should be allowed to grow and go in the direction that is appropriate for them. That's what our studies have shown, that they're very well-rounded. They like to play soccer as much as everybody else and frisbee and play violin and instruments and sports. And they come out to be very successful individuals as well in many areas of life, not just one.
What else would you like to add?
Most people know about our summer programs, but we have many other activities that students can become involved in. We really believe that our mission is to nurture our most gifted children. Sometimes there's a stereotype that people think, well, if you're smart, you're going to make it anyway. And that simply is not true. Yes, you will succeed to some level, but will you reach their highest potential if someone doesn't give you a helping hand? And just the way children are at risk of dropping out because they can't read or write, our students with the highest potential are at risk as well of not developing that potential if we as a country and as a nation don't recognize that this potential needs to be nurtured. And one of the things that is critical is not just the academic part, but a lot of students tell us that CTY is like coming home, that it's the first time that they felt normal. And that's critical because sometimes these students are the ones that are made to feel in their schools like they're the loser and the nerds and the geeks and all these different kinds of things. And when they come to CTY, they say it's so wonderful to see that there's all these other kids that like them, that want to learn, that enjoy these academic conversations and so forth, and that it makes them feel normal for once in their life, and that it literally carries them through their year at school, and they can hardly wait to come back to CTY. We never forget that they're children, so we emphasize the academic environment and the social environment and the social growth at the same time.
Excellent. Thank you so very much for joining me.
You're very welcome.